USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy on the hot seat. He testified before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee Friday. Democrats said reforms DeJoy implemented at the beleaguered agency were intended to slow down mail-in ballots as states have entertained vote-by-mail this fall. President Trump remains opposed to mail-in balloting. DeJoy says he isn't doing the president's bidding. That's because they haven't talked since his confirmation.
Did you discuss those changes or their potential impact on the November election with the president or anyone at the White House? And remind you, you're under oath.
I have never spoken to the president about the Postal Service other than to congratulate me when I accepted the position.
DeJoy said he took exception to accusations and said that mail-in ballots will be delivered. He also expressed support for vote by mail. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Former White House strategist Steve Bannon is speaking for the first time since his arrest this week. The details from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon called the charges leveled against him and three other associates a political hit job. Bannon, who pleaded not guilty on Thursday to charges he allegedly defrauded donors in a $25 million We Build a Wall scam, along with three associates, addressed the case during an episode of his podcast, War Room.
I reiterate this. This fiasco yesterday was to intimidate anybody that wants to talk about American sovereignty and wants to talk about the wall. We're never going to stop talking about that and fighting for it.
President Trump distancing himself from Bannon, his former advisor, after he was arrested.
A funeral was held at the White House for President Trump's younger brother, Robert. The 71-year-old died last week at a New York City hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Golden State Killer has had his jail sentence set. USA Radio Network's John Hunt on the story.
A former California police officer dubbed the Golden State Killer told victims that he was truly sorry before he was sentenced to multiple life prison sentences for a decade-long string of rapes and murders that terrorized a wide swath of the state. Joseph James D'Angelo, now 74 years of age, pled guilty in June to 13 murders and 13 rape-related charges under a plea deal that avoided a possible death sentence. The punishment imposed by Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Michael Bowman means D'Angelo will die in prison for those crimes committed between 1975 and 1986. D'Angelo also publicly admitted dozens more sexual assaults for which the statute of limitations had expired. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A police officer in Georgia has lost his job after he was caught on video tasing an unarmed black woman on her front porch. Michael Oxford was with the Gwinnett County Police Department outside of Atlanta. He was fired Friday after an internal investigation. Oxford was placed on desk duty following the incident on Tuesday, the video of which had gone viral on the video sharing app TikTok. The incident was recorded on the homeowner's surveillance system. Oxford had only been with the department for more than a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.